From ATIA, this is Michael Off, and we've caught up with Humanware. Thanks for joining us today. Some people have heard of it. I'm sure many of the Victor Stream owners are 10,000 plus, but give you a chance to talk about what Humanware does and what kind of specials, what announcements you have going on here at ATIA this week.
Sure. Thanks a lot, Mike. I'm Dave Wilkinson. I'm the Western Region Blindness Product Specialist for Humanware. And this is proving to be an extremely busy conference for us. We have a number of things that we're doing. We have just announced this morning the release of PSoft 8. It will be released sometime, hopefully in March, and we have a number of exciting features with that, including the ability to read audible.com notes, or notes, books
right.
on the
right.
on our Braille notes. We also are supporting chatting through XMPP, which is a way of instant chat that's supported through services such as Google Talk. So it's sort of the latest wave of instant messaging or chatting.
So for those who don't know, something like Skype, it's a voice chat?
This is actually more along the lines of instant messaging.
Oh, okay.
That's
very
right, for texting back and forth. We've also incorporated into this release the new method for unpacking Bookshare books, whether the Bookshare books be zipped as zip files or in the new BKS2 format. A lot of you are aware that Bookshare recently revamped the way that they are packing their books and the way that they're distributing their books on their website. And so we have their new unpacking scheme built into KeySoft 8 as well. If you are a PK user, Eloquent Speech is coming to the BrailleNote PK with KeySoft version 8.
People love their Eloquence.
Yes, they do love their Eloquence, although I must say I've been surprised at how much people like the responsiveness of the Keynote Gold speech, and we have a lot of folks out there who insist on using it because it's such a highly responsive speech synthesizer.
And you have an enlargement item also that you're showing here?
We have a number of products on the low vision side, including a product that probably the one that's getting the most attention is a handheld device called the Graduate, which is a video magnifier that's a handheld device that allows you to look at things that are close to you or far off. You know, the big thing in video magnifiers is to get away from the screen and be able to use handheld devices. And we have several new devices along those lines. We also have I'm trying to think of the name of our product, as you can edit that part out. We're also talking about the Nano, which is a very small video magnifier that goes up to several times the original size, that's designed to fit in a pocket for looking at something along the lines of grocery lists. So we have quite a bit of low vision technology to show as well.
Now, I believe I read an email yesterday. I don't want to put you on the spot, so if you're not aware, you can tell
that's
me
okay.
So, but about maybe an upgrade for the Victor Stream software?
The Victor Stream software, we will be announcing features for an upgrade sometime later on in the year. We have not announced any feature set at this point. We are releasing an upgrade for the Classmate. I'm not actually even sure if we've got the press release out on that, so I'll hold off on what's in the feature set for that. But there is an upgrade for the Classmate. So stay tuned, all you Victor Reader Stream users, for cool stuff happening later on in the year.
Yeah, well, so you know, we work with it, Cerro Tech, and people can use the System Access mobile network and copy content to their Victor. So we've had a good partnership with Humanware. And
if you look on my stream right now, you'll see 10 or 11 audio described movies. I guess you won't see anything. You'll be hearing 10 or 11 audio described movies.
And that's because our limit is 12.
That's right. And you'll notice I snuck right underneath that limit. But I do a lot of swapping data back and forth between the Victor Reader Stream and SA Mobile. So I'm a big fan of it.
Yes, and some people have been using it for email and a lot of cool stuff. So anything else you want to cover from Humanware?
A couple of other things that we've got going here. This is the first major conference that we've had our deafblind communicator at after we've started shipping the product. This fills a need that's been around for a long time for folks who aren't aware of communication devices for the deafblind. The last one that really had a foothold was the Telebraille, which has gone out of production as of several years ago. And since then, it's been rather difficult for a deafblind person to be able to communicate, whether it was via TTY or through face-to-face communications with a seeing, hearing person, or with another deaf, blind person for that matter, using anything other than sign, you know, from one person to the other. The deafblind communicator allows for the Braille note to be used as a TTY. It also uses a cell phone that can be used for transmitting and receiving face-to-face conversations, so that, for example, if I am trying to find out what bus I'm at, I could hand the cell phone that's tethered to me to the bus driver. The cell phone has a message on the screen that says, "Hi, I am blind and I can't hear. Please use this device to talk to me." The bus driver uses the keyboard on the cell phone. I see what the bus driver is typing on the Braille note. The bus driver asks me what bus I'm looking for. I write on the Braille note, "I'm looking for bus 12. The bus driver either says, "This is bus 12, or "Wait for the next one." I see that on the Braille note. I found out where I am, what I need to know. I've also seen this used in restaurants where a waiter or waitress has gone over the menu of the restaurant. The deafblind person is able to read it off of their Braille note. Again, it can also be used as a TTY, and you can also use the cell phone wirelessly through the Braille note to send text messages from the Braille note through the cell phone to anyone who would be able to receive text messages around the country or around the world. So we're rather pleased with the deafblind communicator.
And you have GPS software as well?
We have GPS software for the Braille note. We also have the Breeze, the latest in our GPS family, handheld GPS, only 9 buttons on the front, the easiest GPS device to use on the market. And then we still have the Trekker Pro. The Trekker Pro is over in our booth. My wife is a big Trekker Pro user, so I'll be in trouble if I don't mention it as well.
Very good. Why don't you give contact information so people could read about these and other new exciting products and announcements that you have coming in 2009?
Absolutely. We have. You're welcome to go to our website at www.humanware.com. That's HUMANWARE.com. You can always call us at 800-722-3393. Press 3 for customer service. On our website, there are a number of different lists that you can sign up for, such as the Stream Newswire, where you get email blasts from us when we have new products, new announcements that are coming out that you may be interested in. We don't send tons of emails, so we're not going to clutter up your email, your inbox with those, but you can get announcements of new products from us if you choose to sign up for those messages on our website.
Very good, Dave Wilkinson with HumanWare. Thanks for dropping by. Some very exciting announcements, and I'm sure users of Key Software will enjoy 8.0. Thanks a lot, and we wish you a lot of success here at ATIA and in 2009.
Thank you very much, Mike. It was great to talk to you.